Hello, ladies. Let me ask you a question today to begin with. What are you giving your life to? Are you giving your life to the passing temporal things, things that will burn? Or are you giving your life to eternal things? You know there are only three things that will last forever. Do you know what they are? God's Word, people, and love. And since the object of this chapter study was to get you involved in helping another person by loving them and sharing God's principles with them, and since you may not have experienced the person who led you to the Lord personally caring for your growth, I'd like to just give you a practical picture or a model of what you could do in seeking to help another get established in their Christian life. 19 times the Gospels record that Jesus spent time with one person. That's a very touching thing to me, to see his loving concern. In fact, do you recall what happened the first day of his public ministry? This is a ministry, remember, for which he had been preparing for 30 years and waiting for 30 years. Did they rent a tent and distribute circulars so that everyone would be there for his first sermon? No, he spent the day with two or three smelly fishermen. And these fishermen later communicated his message to the known world. Your lesson suggested that you pray for one person to help, and 1 Thessalonians 2:8 gives a beautiful picture of how one person cared for another in helping them. It says, having thus a fond affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel, but also our own lives, because you had become very dear to us. And what we're talking about today is not imparting just facts, but imparting your own life. Sharing your life. John Ridgway, in his booklet, Depth in the Basic, says this: how I communicate is as important as what I communicate. And 1 Thessalonians 1:5 bears this out. It says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. How I communicate reflects my life. What I communicate reflects my understanding. When I communicate reflects my sensitivity to people's needs. Let's think about how we would communicate to someone this matter of knowing God through His Word. Now, previously in our studies, we've talked about the devotional life or quiet time and scripture memory as being two ways of knowing God, two means. You know, sometimes it's easy for us to communicate the means, which would be like having a quiet time or memorizing scripture to a person, rather than the end, which is knowing God. We can communicate the means by giving them a book to read, but we need to communicate with our life what it means to know God. I can tell a new Christian how the quiet time has been a blessing to me, and I can even give him a book like Appointment with God to pass on to him. And yet, in doing this, it's possible that very little of my own life has been shared with him or with her. Let me use the quiet time as an illustration and show you just one way in which this concept of spending time with God can be communicated through the sharing of your own life. In this situation, let's assume that I'm spending 15 minutes a day with a person that I'm helping. On the first day, we go over what is a quiet time. In 15 minutes, we read and discuss Revelation 3:20, which says that we would eat with him and he with me. Well, when do you eat? Regularly. Daily. With whom do you eat? My family. What do you talk about? Things that happen in the day. And so you lead to the conclusion that the quiet time is a fellowship time, a time of eating, fellowshipping with God. On day two, we can discuss why have a quiet time. We would read Philippians 3, 10 and 11 and agree generally after reading it that one reason we have a quiet time is to get to know God. And another verse that we might have time to look at that day is 2 Corinthians 3:18. This shows us another reason for having the quiet time, which is to become like Him. And of course, ladies, there are obviously many other reasons, but this would give them two reasons on why we have a quiet time. On day three, we would talk together about how to have a quiet time. And so the one that I'm spending time with know what to do during the quiet time, I would give her the example of how the psalmist spent time with God in Psalm 130. In verse 1 and 2, he speaks with the Lord. In verse 3 and 4, he seeks forgiveness. In verse 5, he reads his word. In verse 6, he waits on the Lord. And in verse 7 and 8, he prays for others. On day 4, I would give her more on how to have a quiet time. Together, we would read the little pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God, and discuss this. On day 5, I would get the person started. I would read with her Mark 1, 1 through 16. And then we would look together for one truth in that portion of Scripture. And then we would pray together. On the 6th day, I would have this girl have a quiet time on her own. Then on the 7th day, we would share our quiet time with each other. Now, to keep the person going in the next 2 to 6 weeks approximately, I'll have a quiet time with her maybe twice a week. And during the next 6 months to a year, I would have possibly a quiet time once a week with her for fellowship together and for passing on an occasional new idea. And then I would encourage her to begin to do the same with another. That is, to reproduce this in the life of another. Now, ladies, obviously this is just one of many possible methods of helping another person know how to establish her walk with God. But it does illustrate the time that is necessary to communicate this truth. The life is being shared through this method rather than just telling them or letting them read it in a book. And the sharing of your life with another will usually mean that you will have a very deep impact in that person's life, and that that person will not need to be extensively taught how to help another, but will continue to share what's been imparted to her. The 2 Timothy 2:2 principle will begin to automatically occur. And you know, ladies, you cannot share your life with great bunches. When you share the depth of your life, you can only do this with a few. But nothing is more rewarding than having as your objective in life investing in that which is eternal, in people. Have a good day today.